Welcome back. Let's get excited about a new day, a new week. Here's a Monday pep talk coming in hot. And today I am back working with some one-on-one health coaching clients. And honestly, it's been so life-giving. And what I thought I'd talk about today is something that I see coming up over and over again. And this has been consistent over the last, gosh, like 12 years of being a health coach. So in today's episode, the most common health complaint that my clients are facing, and I know that there will be some great takeaways for you as well that you can apply to your health and well-being. And I really want you to take these conversations into your home as well too, because these are things I talk about with my kids probably too often. They're probably so sick of hearing about it, but we're gonna get to that in today's episode. Let's get to it. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman, feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant, whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. Hey there, and welcome back to today's Monday pep talk. Always so grateful to have you here with us. I hope you're feeling well. I hope that your day is going amazing wherever you are. And today's episode is inspired by some client work that I'm doing. I have recently opened up some one-on-one health coaching. I still have a couple of spots left, and I am just feeling so grateful. It's a really, oh gosh, what's the way to say this? It's just, I'm always honored when somebody is willing to open up enough to let me in so that I can really help be like a wellness concierge to help them identify some of the areas and kind of shadows of what's holding them back, to hold them accountable and to show them what's possible. And it really got me thinking about the most common complaint that all of my clients have had over the last 12 years. And recently, in the last handful of years, most of the wellness coaching I've been doing was in a group coaching setting. And I've been doing this, you know, I love that I'm able to use my passion of holistic health and as a registered holistic nutritionist in a number of different ways, you know, through my Monday evening emails. Make sure you're on that email list if you're not already. I send out a Monday evening email, and it's got all sorts of different tips and tricks, and I mean, just things that are kind of on my heart. Sometimes there's recipes. There's lots of fun stuff in there. So anyways, I do it through that. I love that even at Her Collab Co., the event and co-working space that I have created just for women, I get to infuse my love of health into workshops and events and, you know, education and just conversations of supporting these ambitious women. And then as well, lately, the last couple of years, I've really been pouring a lot into our Happy Team, our Amare Wellness community. It has been such a blessing to like talk all the ways to feel your best, to have all the happy vibes, and to understand the root cause of that. And so further to that point, the reason why I was so drawn to that community and this line of products that you see me talking about a lot is because it directly supports gut health. The number one complaint that my clients have had when I work in group settings, in our Amare community, you know, even just face-to-face, one-on-one over the years, is digestive stress, distress, things not working properly. And that's why I was so drawn to some of these products as well too. But that's not what this podcast is about today. What it's really about is just recognizing that this is a very common complaint and challenge that most people face: digestive distress. And I have, you know, like if you work with a health coach or you've worked with a practitioner, you know that there's a very intensive kind of intake, initial consultation, working through things. Like I love asking a lot of different questions. You know, it's not just the food and the inputs that sometimes we talk about. It's also what's going on in your life. Like where's stress levels at? What do your days look and feel like? And I just love being able to get, you know, pull back the layers of the onion, so to speak, and see what's really maybe the problem, what's causing root cause problems. But I've always been in awe of this because I think so much of, there's a lot of things that can contribute, of course. And again, please, this is not a blanket statement. There's like lots of reasons why you might be having certain symptoms or things that you're experiencing that are digestive related. But what I do want to give to you is some really tangible ways for those that are not very extreme cases. I mean, this applies to everybody, but here's some things that I will talk through with my clients. Of course, there's lots of other things we do, but very high level, if you're somebody that just knows that you could really pour a lot more into the state of your digestive system and understand it a little bit more, there's a few ways that I will tell people to really think about how they can support their digestive system. And it's really lifestyle choices. Like it's things that don't cost you money. It doesn't take a long time. It just takes intention and paying attention. So I guess let's work backwards here. How do you know if your body is a little dysregulated in your digestive system? Well, you might experience bloating, you might have gas, you might have a hard time eliminating, you might have acid reflux. I mean, the list goes on and on, but you know what those will often look and feel like. And yes, sometimes it might just be certain foods or, you know, you notice when that kind of flares up for you. But really, a healthy and stable and balanced body should be able to digest the food that it's having, assimilate it, which means it can really absorb the nutrients that are in it, and be able to eliminate it and get rid of the waste properly. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again, okay? Your body's constantly communicating to you. So you should be eliminating every single day. And that's one of those, you know, a red flag for me when I'm working with a client. If they're not eliminating properly, there's a number of things that could be going on. You know, we'll look at hydration. We will look at obviously the types of food that they're actually consuming, because making sure that you're having fibrous meals, different colors and vegetables and proteins and, you know, healthy fats and having this lubrication. Like there's all this stuff that really can go into it. Sometimes it's just that people aren't paying attention. We talk about autopilot, right? We talk about people not necessarily paying attention to their body. So there's a number of things that we can kind of look at and address. But I want to talk about this today because I think it's really important for you to pay attention. Like just do a little check-in. Like how is your digestive health? How are you feeling? Because so often this is the root cause of so many things. When our gut health, and I'm going very high level on this, when your gut health is not functioning properly, when there's an imbalance within the gut of just the good and bad bacteria and that sort of stuff, when there's additional inflammation, you aren't going to be feeling your best. And as we're learning and as the science is supporting, and that's again why I'm just like so passionate about gut health as well too, we know that 1 in 4 people are struggling with mental health. And did you know that so much of how you feel is associated with your gut? Your immune system is associated with your gut. Your hormone health depends greatly on the state of your digestive system health. And so I think it's getting a lot more love and attention, which is great. And there's lots of beautiful ways that we can support it. But today, I want you to do an assessment on yourself. And I also would love for you to take these conversations to your home. I wish children, I wish that like built into the education system, there was more opportunity to show children how their miraculous bodies work, to understand the different functions and organs. And yes, I understand there are some classes where I'm sure some passionate teachers can kind of dive into these conversations. But when I went back to school and started studying and understanding more about the body, I mean, my parents did the best that they could. My teachers did the best that they could. I had no idea what was going on. And I just feel like we're given this one vessel through life. Shouldn't we understand it a little bit better? So I hope that you can also talk to your children about this, because I want them to understand what's going on. And my kids are so sick of me asking them these questions and reminding them of these things. So, okay. So here's a few things that I really want you to think about and consider adding into your days to support your digestive health. So, I mean, again, nobody likes to feel bloated. Nobody likes to have poor elimination. It's a terrible feeling. And I just think that really overall in our modern world, there's just so many distractions and we're just not tuned into our body. So I just, hope that this is something that you can take away and apply like today, right away. Okay, so much of our digestive system and how it functions is related to mood. And so you know this. You know that when you are in a stressed out state or you're upset, you have that feeling in the pit of your stomach. Often you're not hungry. It's like a direct relation to the emotions that you're feeling. And so what's really important is when you're sitting down to enjoy a meal, I want you to be so acutely aware of slowing down. I want you to sit in stillness for a moment in time, and I want you to breathe. This allows our digestive system to just like stop that fight or flight that we're often in and just to chill out. And you will feel a difference. So think of the contrast. Like if you're running into the kitchen and grabbing something and then running and grabbing something to go, think about how your body is actually able to receive that nourishment. It's a lot harder. And we complicate a lot of things when it comes to health, and we're overthinking and we're trying to band-aid things up and we're looking for a quick fix. And I'm not saying this is going to be the answer to all of your problems, but I would challenge you to give this a try for, 7 days, like see how you feel and pay attention to how your body is functioning, hopefully a little bit better. So your mindfulness and your ability to calm and rest your whole body, your whole being, and to slow down and breathe is a really beautiful way to bring intention and gratitude into the process of nourishment. I mean, we don't do this enough. We are a culture on the go. We are rushing places. We are eating fast food. Well, I hope you're not, but you know what I mean? Like we're just eating on the go all the time. So do this for me and just see what happens. Okay. See what happens. Breathe into it. Then I want, and again, you can do this even if you're on the go, just take a minute for yourself. Take a minute to calm down. Then I want you to be so aware of chewing your food. Are you one of those people that takes 3 bites and then swallows your food? I've always said this to my kid, your stomach does not have teeth, okay? We have to support the process. Your stomach does not have teeth. Chew your food. Chew it a dozen times. Ideally, it's like 20 or 30 times, I think is what I was taught many, many years ago. But bring that level of intention and stillness and slowdown into chewing your food. This activates different parts of the digestive system, gets the salivary amylase going to break down certain parts of the food. It's a really, really good way to bring intention and allow your body and your mind to kind of catch up to each other. And it's also just going to make you feel like a happier, healthier person as you are choosing to nourish your body. And I feel like if we're putting that much time and energy into preparing beautiful meals, like let's enjoy it, right? And good reminders for your kids or maybe your husbands. My husband is, his family always ate so fast. We joke about it all the time, but just try to slow down a little bit and savor, focus on your 5 senses. I just think this is such a beautiful way to support the body. Like no wonder if you scarf down your food on the go that you're going to have indigestion or heartburn. Like let's think about it. Also, it's the food that you're consuming, but like even just that lifestyle shift will really change things for you. The other thing that's really simple that I'll often say to people is, are you somebody that's drinking a lot of liquids with meals? I mean, the very high level, I have heard different people have different theories on this, but like this is what makes sense to me and what feels good to me. And I've noticed that this has also helped with other people improving their digestive system health, is reducing or completely eliminating the amount of liquids that you are consuming with your meals. I mean, the whole kind of premise of this is that you are diluting the digestive enzymes naturally in the body that are able to break down the food. So it'll put further stress on the body and it just has to work a lot harder. So if we're slowing down, sitting in stillness for just a couple minutes and breathing, kind of calming down the nervous system, we're chewing our food and being intentional and reducing the amount of liquids that we're having with our meals, we're already a leg up on where we probably are day to day for most of our meals. So just try it. I mean, you have nothing to lose, but if you're somebody that finds yourself constantly drinking throughout your meals, that might be one area that you could kind of shift a little bit and just see how you feel. I mean, there's no harm, no foul, right? You can just try these things and see how it works for you. And then there's two more things. The second last thing that so this made so much sense to me. There was a book that I read, I think it was actually, what was it called? I think Kimberly Snyder. She had a cookbook. I was reading through it years ago when I went to school and I read her kind of theory. She had, you know, all the reasons why she thought this was a good idea. And it's something I implemented in my own life. And now I share it with people. And again, this is very high level. I'm not going to get into the nitty gritty of it. But basically paying attention to the order in which you consume your food. So recognizing that all food breaks down in different time periods. Like if you consume fruit, it takes so long to digest and kind of assimilate. If you have protein, it takes so long, or carbs or things like that. It takes a different amount of time. So you're kind of trying to eliminate a traffic jam in your digestive system and allow things to move through all of those feet of your digestive tract and then have a healthy elimination. So here's what she suggested. This is what I've done. This has worked for a lot of people that I've worked with. So just, again, try it on for size. You have nothing to lose. So the idea is that you would have fruits first because they're so much faster at working their way through and being absorbed and assimilated and used by the body. Then I would go to vegetables or carbohydrates. And then I would finish with like animal protein. So again, fruit, then veg, carb, starchy things, and then animal protein. The idea is that it takes protein so much longer to digest in the body. And so if you're having your protein first, followed by, you know, your fruit and then your carbs, it's kind of like this, picture it being like a bit of a traffic jam. And again, I will say I've heard different theories on this and sometimes people suggest other ways. This way works for me. So I would just try it out, see what happens. And you don't have to be like obsessive about it, but I will do this on my plate. Like if we sit and have a meal, you will watch me do this. It doesn't have to be super obvious, but like if I'm sitting, for example, and I have a green, if I'm like at a potluck or a buffet, or I've made a meal for my family and I've got a nice green salad with some vegetables and different things on it. And then I have, you know, roasted sweet potatoes or baked potatoes. And then I have a steak. That sounds delicious, doesn't it? Okay. So what I would do, I would sit down, I would start with my salad, then I would literally move to the potatoes, and then I would finish with the steak. And that's how I enjoy my plate. So try it on and see how your body feels. If you're mixing things up, like, I don't know, I just noticed this made a big difference in, you know, getting rid of unnecessary bloating and just feeling uncomfortable after a meal. And so the order in which we consume our foods can have a really positive effect in how you feel post-meal and how the body's actually able to kind of use what you are giving it. So try that. And I would actually be really curious to hear if that actually helped and you noticed any differences with that. And then the last thing is just to recognize, like, I'm not a big proponent of like over snacking. Of course, there can be some medical reasons why you're really working to stabilize and regulate your blood sugar levels. So I'm not saying that it's maybe everybody should do this. But what I have really learned to trust in my body and learn more about is that when we are constantly, like if you have like three meals and three snacks a day, you never get to get into that like rest and digest stage. So your body is constantly using energy to focus on how your digestive system is working, which takes energy away from other things, your brain, how you function, like other parts of your body that, and other organs and different systems and other things that are happening. So if you're constantly eating, and again, depending on where you're at, please take this with a grain of salt. But what I've noticed for myself is that if I can have three consistent meals a day, and then I finish my meal ideally around 6 o'clock, it's considered a bit of a fast. I don't do like intermittent fasting necessarily. I know that works very well for some people. My husband really tries to do that consistently. But if you're giving your body a break, then the digestive system can actually do what it needs to do. When you go to bed, there's that rest, digest that's happening, and the body can restore itself, and it's not working so hard to work through all of the extra stuff that maybe you threw at it during the day. I have just noticed that I feel so much better when I do that consistently. And on the flip side, you know what that feels like when you have a really heavy meal late at night or make some choices that maybe aren't so good. And it doesn't feel good, right? It doesn't feel good at all. So fasting, you know, at least having a fast at, you know, maybe it's between 6 and 8 a.m. or 6 to 6 or whatever that looks like for you, giving your body the ability to have a break is actually really beneficial for the digestive system as well too. So those are just a few ways. And I will say this too, if you have a really heavy meal, it's great if you can have some digestive enzymes on hand, or if you know you're going to have that steak meal I just mentioned, you could even have some apple cider vinegar, like a tablespoon, and mix it with some water and take a little shot of that too if you don't have digestive enzymes. But you're basically trying to just give the body extra ammo so that it can break down food a little bit better. And sometimes if I was like at a restaurant later at night, I would take them even when I got home if I needed a little more support and just felt a little uneasy. So how do we feel about that? I hope that that kind of helps you. And it, I really just hope it also just causes you to pause and think about where you're at right now. Because if you're especially in a season of life where you're just constantly on the go, or you're noticing that your stress levels are really high, there's a really good chance that's creating additional burden on your body and specifically your digestive system. And then when that's being burdened, right, it's like the ripple effect into other areas of our body. So the most common health complaint my clients face, honestly, is digestive distress. And those are, you know, 1, 2, 3, 5 ways, 5 very simple ways that you can really kind of regulate your nervous system, your digestive system. And when you do that consistently, you will notice there's ripple effect into other areas of your body that will also just naturally, generally speaking, try to find this level of homeostasis where it's just happy and it's feeling better and it allows you to feel better and generate more energy and vitality. So I just think it's one of those things. Pay attention, have these conversations with your kids. Those are easy, simple, free ways that you can really boost how your body is working more efficiently. And our digestive system is this hub for like health and healing and energy. And so we want to optimize that to the best of our ability. So anyways, I hope that that was helpful. I hope that there's some good takeaways for you. It has been so much fun to kind of get back and sit down one-on-one with people and kind of meet them where they're at. So I just feel so honored to be able to walk that with them. And it's just, it's helpful. And I love that I can bring those conversations over here as well, because I will say, while we all are very unique individuals, we do have a lot of commonalities, especially when it comes to people seeking out coaching or just support for where they're feeling. And I love when people get really honest with themselves and know that they're just done trying to do it alone. I mean, I've done this myself too, bringing in, you know, an expert and getting some help. It really can kind of speed things up and your success rate can be so great. So I love that I get to bring some of those conversations over here for you as well. And I hope you'll talk to your kids about this. Okay. Have an amazing rest of the day and I'll catch you back here next time. Thanks for being here, and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.